I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Goodness me! What a fantastic goal! What a goal! That is absolutely superb!
Huge cheers go up around Emirates Stadium.
Hello and welcome to the Arsenal Weekly Podcast for the week of 9th of April 2018. I'm your host, Russell Hargreaves. Coming up on today's show, Reece Nelson takes us through his past year at the club. Adrian Clarke looks ahead to our key clashes both against Moscow in the Europa League and of course Newcastle in the Premier League. We kick off with another look back at the weekend action with our Arsenal insider.
Let's hear from another Arsenal insider on the Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Well, I'm delighted to say that Peter Hurst from Arsenal Denmark, a board member of a big Arsenal International Supporters Club, has joined us here at Emirates Stadium to look back at some of the recent action. Peter, great to have you here. How are you?
Great to be here. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, very good. So you came with a pretty large contingent of Danes to watch the Southampton game. Tell us about your experiences of the day, first of all.
Yes, we have travelled 28 to maybe 30 people here, and we went to the game yesterday. We arrived on Friday and had a stadium tour with Charlie George on Saturday. And yesterday was it was a great result. The game was not great, but it was important that we got the 3 points. But you could see that there had been made a lot of changes from the lineup on Thursday. But and then the weather from London yesterday. We were soaking wet, all of us. But in the end, when you win the game, that improves the spirit. And we joined for dinner afterwards and had a great night.
And obviously, there is at Emirates Stadium an Arsenal Denmark banner, isn't it, that's been there for a long while. You guys go back a long way with your affinity to the club.
Yes. 2016, we got up a banner. It's the 25 years anniversary of Arsenal Denmark. But we have had a banner there before also, but we have been a supporters group for many years, and our main objective is try to connect the Danish fans with the club and the experience on match days. And most Danish Arsenal fans can't travel to see the games very often, but when they do, we want to make sure that it's a great experience. And when they don't travel, we want to connect them with the whole Arsenal experience.
I guess one of the key things from the match itself was to see Danny Welbeck score 2, assist as well, in a very timely return to goal-scoring form from him.
Yes, we have been we've been looking for him on the score sheet. And it's in many ways, I think it was a very Danny Welbeck performance, because he made some, would you say, iffy touches, and but in the end he got 2 goals and saved the day for us. That was excellent. But he could have had a third also, I think. But I think we have seen in this week maybe the best and the worst part of this Arsenal team, because the defending was very suspect yesterday. And it was what you see. There's an issue there. They make many, you would say, interesting decisions. And we give away easy goals, as we have been giving away for quite some time. But as long as we keep outscoring them, we will win. But it was not a great performance yesterday.
No, I think you summed that up quite well, in the sense that obviously it is 6 games now in a row that Arsenal have won in all competitions, which is an excellent run. And there are other positives to focus on. The likes of Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang obviously is bang in form, but we can't get too carried away.
No, it's maybe a little too little too late. But I saw a newspaper that says all is well that ends well, Beck. And you could say that about yesterday.
So a key win for Newcastle, key win against Southampton. We'll talk about the Newcastle game with Adrian Clarke a little bit later in the podcast. Peter, let's just reflect back on the situation in Europe then. in the Europa League. Some brilliance from Aaron Ramsey in the first leg of the quarterfinal. Let's just remind ourselves, first of all, of a couple of cracking goals from Rambo against CSKA Moscow.
Arsenal have it with Mkhitaryan. This is Ozil, swiftly on. Wilshere, edge of the area, inside the box, looking to turn. Ozil will feed Bayer in. Low ball in. Big chance here. Taken in spectacular fashion by Aaron Ramsey. This time the flag does stay down. Arsenal have their early goal. Brilliantly worked. It is Arsenal 1, CSKA Moscow 0. With Ramsey, scorer of Arsenal's first goal, to Lacazette, scorer of the second, Monreal. Now it's with Ozil once again, inside the area. Ramsey with a flick. Oh, that is sensational. Unbelievable skill from Aaron Ramsey. A delightful flick over Igor Akinfeev, onside into the net. And that is something special from Arsenal's Welshman. The Gunners lead by 3-1.
Aaron Ramsey, brilliant, wasn't it? Particularly that one goal, just stunning.
Yeah, I've been watching that on replay a few times. And I believe maybe you have too.
Yep.
It was an excellent finish. But on the night, he could have had a few more. But I think he is getting those runs into the area. He's timing his play better and better. And I think his understanding with the rest of the midfield is improving. And hopefully that will lead to some European success.
It's a difficult game, isn't it? CSKA are a quality side. Arsenal with a big win, but at times again under the sword, and now having to go away for this second leg.
It's difficult. I don't know if you've ever been to Moscow. I haven't, but you've heard a lot about those Moscow football nights. And it's cold, and it's very much an away tie. But I think with the 4-1 lead we have, that should be enough. But that's not what we want. We want the Champions League, so we have to go and win this tournament. Because Thursday night is not when we should be playing football. So it's a way into Europe's prime competition, Champions League. And we want to see the team play there.
Hector Bellerin, an important role in midweek again with an assist for Ramsey and a solid performance. Let's hear a little bit of the young Spanish defender speaking to Arsenal media post-match.
He was really good. We had, we're giving away the free kick and they got an away goal and we know that could complicate things. So, we reacted well to that goal and, we're really happy with the score. We wish we could have kept a clean sheet, but now we can go to Russia with a positive mindset and knowing that, if we make no mistakes, we're in the next round. We should have scored a few more goals, I believe, in the second half. We had loads of chances and, we're lucky that it is a 4-1 because if the score would have been a bit tighter, we would have regretted missing those chances. But, with a 3-goal lead going over there, we're really happy with it.
Hector Bayer in there. And Peter, you were just giving me a little analogy off air. Hector came across and spent some time with you guys after the game at the weekend.
Yes. For this game, we had an arrangement with the club that we came to see the players arrive at the club before the game, and after the game, Hector Bellerin came out and signed a few autographs and took a few pictures. So that was a nice experience for the Danish supporters, and thank you to Mark, who fixed that for us here at the club. Yeah. But he had an important role to play on Thursday. Yeah. And hopefully he can get some more consistency into his performances, because maybe he has been lacking that for this season.
Yeah, I think that's a fair way to look at it. Fingers crossed he will kick on again in a very consistent manner. And for the match itself, it's just such a huge one. We can't underemphasise, can we, Arsenal winning this competition ideally, but just still going through round. And for that point, Peter, I think we'll see the strongest available Arsenal team in Europe again. It's kind of flipped, hasn't it, where that's clearly now Arsene Wenger's main priority.
Yeah, if you look back at the beginning of the competition, it was two different teams, one playing in Europe and one playing in the league. I believe that he made 7 changes for the lineup on Sunday.
That's
and
right.
And you would say that it's mainly a totally different team. And you could see that. Our performance wasn't great yesterday. And we lacked some quality there. And maybe that's the state of our club at the moment, that the players outside the starting 11 are maybe not at the level required. But We got the win in the end, but it makes you think that we need more quality and we need more consistency in the performances, because we shouldn't be talking about European football on Thursday night. So that's the situation. But I think it was great to see that the game was free-flowing in the attack at certain points during the Thursday night game. And you could see that that was the difference between Thursday and Sunday, because things were not happening as easily on Sunday. But, I mean, two games, two wins, it's not too bad. But just to put things into perspective, I would say.
And hopefully we'll see as well one or two of the youngsters continue to get their opportunities. And the strength of the club's youth team at the moment, which I get to commentate a fair bit on for Arsenal Media, FA Cup youth semi-final to come a week on Monday, that is hopefully going to be continually reflected as we move forward.
Yeah, and we saw the debut of Reece Nelson on Sunday. I think he had a decent debut. You expect a young player to make mistakes, but he made a decent game for himself. And actually, I was a bit surprised that he wasn't given the full 90 minutes, because I think he played well. And you could see that he had the energy of a young guy, and he tried to take on players, and sometimes he got past them and sometimes he didn't. But that's what you want to see from a young player up and coming.
When, Peter, will you be back again, do you think? When's your next trip, or perhaps Arsenal Denmark's next trip back?
Well, we have two trips each year. And I think at least I'll be at the spring trip next year, but hopefully one time before that. And usually we have 45 Danish Arsenal supporters at every home game at the Emirates.
Wow.
But two times a year we travel as a group, and we try to make sure that we give that a little bit extra, the experience about meeting Hector Bellerin and going on the tour and seeing the players. But yeah. Hopefully the results will improve, so more supporters will want to come.
Well, the momentum is hopefully back with the club. Peter, thank you so much for coming here to Emirates Stadium to chat to us on the Arsenal Weekly podcast. Top man.
You're welcome.
Well, as we heard from Peter there, Reece Nelson has come through the Arsenal ranks and earned a place in the first team squad this season, including starting against Southampton at the weekend. We've spoken to Reece about his journey from Hale End to Emirates Stadium.
A year ago, I was thinking...
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If only I could make my debut now. And I was just playing for the under-18s and trying to break into the 23s as a first year. And I thought I was every day trying harder and harder to just get a sniff of first-team football and trying to get over to train with the first team regularly all the time. I would say, I wouldn't say I'm happy, I'll say... I'm content. I think I've made a lot of appearances, but I haven't made it into the actual squad, and that's something I wanted to do. I wanted to play for Arsenal Football Club. But when I made my first team debut, I didn't really know what to do. I was a bit nervous. I didn't know when I come on I should pass the ball fast, dribble. But I think a lot of the boys just said, Reece, just play a normal game, pass it, move, and you'll be fine. I think I done that and it showed it. I thought all the hard work's paid off. So now this is my chance to show everyone what a good footballer I am and just play my game. A lot of people expect a lot of big things from every player playing for Arsenal because Arsenal's such a big team, but everyone's an individual and everyone has different steps in their career, what they'll take. I'd say mine at the moment is just gradually building up. And at the moment, I'm just trying, training harder and harder to get into the team and staying after practice, doing free kicks with the other boys and just waiting for my moment to come. And when that moment comes, I'm sure I'll take it. Last week at Wembley, I went to watch Deacon, watch the boys, support the boys, and I was just walking. I had my hood up because I didn't really want to get noticed that much. I had my hood up and I think I took it off 1 minute because I was so hot, I was baking, and then like one fan just jumped on my back and just screaming, Nelson, I was like, whoa, how are you? And it's good, and I took a couple of pictures with the boys, but also I saw a lot of people wearing the Nelson jersey, so that made me really happy as well. When I was growing up, I used to have loads of Thierry jerseys like on my wall, and my mum used to like get all her work really hard to get enough to get one of them shirts. So when I got it, I used to wear it every day. Used to wear it to school. Used to wear it out to parties. And so when you see like your name just hanging there with all the other footballers in the dressing room, it's just like a big achievement, I would say. Yeah, I've given a couple of Nelson shirts back to my mum, I think. Along with my other family members as well, I think everyone wanted a shirt, so I've dished them out a lot. We've all had different journeys, I would say. I think Eddie's had a great debut, scoring 2 goals, so we always ask him how did it feel and everything. Joe's been excellent as well, playing in the midfield, and I think he's dominating the midfield every time he gets the opportunity. And myself, I'm just playing my game, and I think hopefully we all grow together and get into that first team. Yeah, it's lovely. I think we all come from Hayland, so playing with each other at Hayland and now playing on a regular basis for the 23s and sometimes even the first team is just really good. I think two of my best friends are Arsenal as well, so it's really nice to have a good relationship on and off the pitch with them as well. I'm willing to just put the hard work in for a start. I think that's the main thing. Once you've got the hard work in and the other attributes will come. Just staying after training, I'd say, working on my qualities, making them better, and how I can help the team, I'd say.
The Chalkboard with Adrian Clark.
Well, Adrian Clark joins me for another dose of the Chalkboard. Clarky, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Sorry I'm not there today.
Busy man. We appreciate your other commitments, but thank you for taking time out to speak to us. Building up, obviously, to the Newcastle game at the weekend. But, Clarky, let's just touch with our question at the Chalkboard on Thursday night and how heavily should or will Arsene Wenger rotate again for CSKA Moscow away?
Well, I wouldn't be rotating anyone. I'd be playing my strongest team available. Obviously, we've lost Henrik Mkhitaryan to injury. There's no Aubameyang, obviously, in the Europa League. So, no, I would expect, at least 9 or 10 of the same players that played in the first leg to turn out in Moscow. I think it's a really, really important game. You've got to go into it with a positive mentality. CSKA have lost to Basel, they've lost to Man United, they've lost to Lyon, all on home turf this season. So, I'm not saying they're there for the taking, but if you get at CSKA, and attack them, you can win home or away. So no, I would expect Arsene Wenger to bring back the big guns and to go there seeking a win. I think a win is more than possible.
And then on the flip side of that, regardless of the outcome, it's then back to the league the next weekend for Newcastle United away. And it's a tough old game. I've covered a fair bit of Newcastle in recent weeks. And the balance, Clarkie, to their team, I think Rafa has got spot on since the January transfer window.
Yeah, it took a while, didn't it, for Newcastle season to get going. But he has got it now. That win against Manchester United in February was absolutely fantastic. It gave them the confidence. And they've not conceded a goal since then on home turf. 3 clean sheets in a row. Only a couple conceded at St James's Park this calendar year in the Premier League. So they are a tough nut to crack. But also going forward, they've nailed it, really. You've got Kennedy, who is an upgrade on what they had before. Richie, excellent down the right. and Gale has added a little bit of speed up top. It's this probably isn't a great time to play Newcastle.
Gale's issue for me is that as much as he creates chances and he's quick and he reads the game well, he just doesn't score enough of those opportunities. And it's actually the likes of Ayoze Perez who are getting the crucial goals.
Yes, but Perez is arguably the biggest danger man in this game. I think he's in excellent form at the moment. He sort of operates as a false nine, doesn't he? Number 10 of sorts. But yeah, he's got stronger as the season's gone along, and Arsenal will not find it easy to pick him up. He's quite an elusive character on the football pitch. So, Arsenal need to be very, very wary of him. But Gale creates pace in behind, or has pace in behind, which creates room for the likes of Perez and Shelby to operate in behind. So, look, at the moment, I think tactically Newcastle United are in a really good place. And, you know, Arsenal, who haven't had a lot of away games of late, are going to have to go there with the mentality they had for AC Milan, I think, and go there looking to be really solid and potentially even play on the break sometimes. So, it's a tough game.
Yeah, Shelby, funnily enough, Clarke, is one of three other little aspects I wanted to point out and get your thoughts on. Mm. The Shelby Mo Diarmi engine room, I think for a lot of people, has been surprisingly a massive success of late. I love how the two ball-playing centre-halves create from the back in Lejeune and Lascelles, and Martin Dubravka on loan in goal, what a difference he's made. Those are the other three areas I think they've incrementally improved in recent times.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, Dubravka has been outstanding. He has been absolutely superb. So, yeah, we're going to have a duel with the Newcastle goalkeeper, that's for sure. And the centre-halves, they've found a partnership. That was key. Earlier on in the season, they had to chop and change a great deal. But Lascelles and Lejeune, two pretty classy players, I've got to say. And I think if they can keep those two together next year, they would become even more formidable. As good as Diarmi and Shelby can be on the ball, you can get at them without the ball. I don't think they're anywhere near as strong as a lot of central midfield partnerships that Arsenal come up against. So it will be a case, I think, of us looking to pass the ball around those two and not allowing them the room to hurt us in the other direction. But look, they're a good partnership. I like Shelby's range of passing, but I think sometimes he doesn't want to track back as much as certain other midfielders. So that's an area we'll be looking to target.
I guess just finally then, Clarkey, from Arsenal's point of view, back into the league, it's just about finishing as high as they can. Fifth is very viable. Now with another drop couple of points for Chelsea and just a three-point gap.
Well, you might as well use Chelsea as a gauge, won't you? Just say, set the boys a target and say, look, can we overcome Chelsea? Can we catch them up? Can we overtake them? Look, we're playing far better than they are at the moment, and you wouldn't rule Arsenal out of finishing fifth. Really, though, hand on heart, fifth or sixth is it's not a great difference, is it? I don't think it matters massively to Arsenal. It's all about the Europa League, isn't it, now? And that is the key. But look, you've got to fulfil these fixtures. You might as well gain confidence from them. And as I've explained on the podcast before, I think these league games are giving the manager an opportunity to try new things and to give the other players a run out. We saw Reece Nelson, didn't we, last time out, come in and make his full debut. I thought he did really, really well for 60-odd minutes. And I would expect the manager to blood one or two other players or just try them out. Maybe we will see two up top or different formations between now and the end of the season. So there's lots to play for, but ultimately, I don't think the points matter that much.
So as we prepare Arsenal for this cauldron, this bear pit of an atmosphere at St James's Park, what is your five-second team talk with Hoey the Lads written in that tunnel just above for inspiration as you prep the boys?
Yeah, I've played there. I've seen that message. My message would be, when we are challenging for the title next season, and we will be challenging for the title next season, this is the type of game we will come away to and we will win professionally. Go out there and show me that you should be in my side for next season.
Clarkey, brilliant stuff. Looking forward to locking horns with you now in this.
Reign of Arsenal.
With no Liam Roberts this week, I'm delighted to say that Alecky Rogers has stepped into the void to join us. And Alecky, last time you did, we all agreed you were actually better than Liam. So.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. It's a bit of a Czech versus Ospina situation, isn't it? Coming in out of the cold.
Well, you're my favourite, Alecky.
We're all going to butter you up for those crucial half points.
Wait till the questions come, although I cannot take responsibility of those. They are definitely the work of Liam.
Clarkey, I think you, sir, are first up.
Yeah, I think I'm first up this week on questions on Glenn Helder.
Glenn Helder, exactly. Yeah, Glenn had a week one as well, isn't it?
It sure is.
Excellent. So, ready?
We are.
Excellent. Questions on Glenn Helder, week one, starting now. How much did he join us from Vitesse?
I think it was 2.3 million.
That is correct.
Guess it.
Second question. Who did he score his only goal for us against?
Middlesbrough. I remember it. I was on the bench.
Correct. Who did he play his final game for us against?
I did look this up, you know. I hope it's correct. It was in 96-97, and I'm pretty sure it's Villa.
That's another correct.
Oh.
Doing well this week so far. Final question. In 1996, which team did we send him on loan to?
Oh, I know. Yeah, I remember this as well. He went on loan to Benfica.
That's correct. 4 out of 4. Well played. Some tricky ones in there, but you did very well.
Proper week one curveball, though, isn't there? Well done there, Clarky.
You'll have to take that up with Liam.
Okay,
cool. Thank you very much indeed, Adrian. Well done, 4 out of 4. Coming up to Russ now, and you are on week two of the FA Cup Final 2015.
Yeah.
Right. All ready?
Yes.
Questions start now. What was unique about the 2015 FA Cup Final?
It had the most, it was the highest ever. There's a couple of things. It was the most watched TV game of the season, with 9 million viewers across BT and BBC. It was back to having a full day's build-up on BBC, as they used to do to make it the focal point of the day. And these aren't the right answer, are they?
Not quite,
okay.
What
else was unique about that final?
just one thing.
Give up the ghost, Russ. Come on.
I might have to already admit an early defeat at this rate. This is devastating.
Do you want to just pull one out of the air? Take a stab at it?
There's a few records knocking around. It was a record number of times Arsenal have been in a final, 19. Record 12th time that Arsenal won it. No.
I think we're going to have to go past that. OK, it's a bit of an off-piste one there. It's at the latest kickoff time for a non-replay cup final.
Right.
There you go.
Week two, what can I say?
Right, OK.
Question two.
That was an invitation already.
Question 2. Who was man of the match in the final?
Santi Cazorla.
Perfect. Question 3. We beat Man United in the quarter-final. Which United player got sent off?
Oh, goodness. I know Rooney scored for United. I'll say Rooney. Did he get sent off and score?
Fortunately not. It was Angel Di Maria. And question 4. Name 3 out of the 4 players to score against us on the cup run.
OK. Rooney. McCleary scored for Reading. So McCleary, Rooney, and one of the Brighton players. Oh. I can't remember the Brighton scorers. It's obviously 3-2. No.
Cool. You could have had. So you got Wayne Rooney.
Yeah.
You got Gareth McCleary.
Yeah.
You could have had Chris O'Grady or Sam Baldock. The week two is a bit trickier.
Right, fair enough. Clarkey, I can't argue with that.
Chin up, mate.
Well done, pal. I don't feel I disgraced myself there. They were hard, but never mind. I will go next. I was just thinking, actually, earlier about, you know, the impact that Pierre Aubameyang has had in recent weeks and how he's kind of really scoring, lifting the momentum of the club, which is brilliant. Pre-Arsenal, clearly. Let's just have the life and times of
Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, absolutely.
Clarky, when can we see or hear you next?
I'm in a busy week. Commentary box for CSKA Moscow. Really looking forward to that. And I'll be hosting the matchday show against Newcastle.
Well, that's full time on this week's show. Our thanks to Reece Nelson, to Peter Hurst, and of course to Adrian Clark for their contributions today. We'd like to know how we're doing in the podcast, so please leave us a rating and review on iTunes. You can subscribe as well and also find us on Acast these days. Remembering too to put your questions to Clarkey at the chalkboard. That's on Twitter using the hashtag Arsenal Weekly. And we're back on Monday, the 16th of April.
The Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favourite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.